Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
This is the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast, and this is another survivor story.
Ever get a love song stuck in your head? You know the kind. All sunshine and roses, promises you the moon. Well, today's deep dive is about what happens when that love song turns into a bit of a horror movie soundtrack. We're talking about love bombing, and we're diving deep into this with a letter from a listener who's been through it firsthand.
It's a powerful letter. And unfortunately, his story is far from unique.
Right from the start, he says, and I'm quoting here, "I thought I'd won the lottery. Every day felt like Valentine's Day on steroids." See, that's what makes love bombing so tricky. It looks like a fairy tale, at least at first. So for anyone who's thinking, wait, isn't being showered with affection a good thing? You're not alone. That's exactly where our listener started out.
And it's a perfectly reasonable question. Most people crave affection and attention, especially early in a relationship. But love bombing isn't about genuine care. It's a calculated tactic, often used by those with narcissistic tendencies, to gain control.
Okay, so let's break down what you mean by narcissistic tendencies. This isn't about someone who just loves looking at themselves in the mirror.
Exactly. We're talking about a pattern of behavior where someone needs to be the center of attention, craves constant admiration, and lacks empathy for how their actions affect others. They might be charming and charismatic on the surface, but struggle to truly connect with others on a deeper, more empathetic level.
And that's where love bombing comes into play.
Precisely. Think of it as a way to fast track a relationship, to create this intense bubble of adoration and dependency.
And it worked on our listener. He mentions whirlwind dates, extravagant gifts. She even introduced him to her family within the first few weeks. Isn't meeting the family usually a, wait a minute, slow down kind of move?
Right. In a healthy relationship, it's a step you take gradually with careful consideration. But in the context of love bombing, it serves a different purpose. It's about overwhelming the target with grand gestures, creating this sense that they've stumbled into something incredibly special and serious, much faster than they would normally feel comfortable with.
He even says it was like she was always 10 steps ahead, planning trips, experiences. I barely had time to catch my breath, let alone think about whether any of this felt right.
And that right there, that feeling of being swept off your feet without a moment to process, that's a huge red flag. It creates the sense of indebtedness, like you owe the other person something for all this love they're showering on you.
And he did start to feel like something was off. He even questioned some of her behaviors early on, like the constant texting. We're talking dozens of messages a day.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't respond right away.
That constant contact, it's another hallmark of love bombing. It's not about genuine communication. It's about control.
Yeah.
About making sure the target is emotionally available at all times.
So we've got the whirlwind romance, the grand gestures, The constant contact. It's like the ultimate Hollywood love story, but with a dark twist. Yeah. So where does it start to unravel? Because you mentioned earlier that things took a darker turn. What should our listener, what should we be listening for?
It's almost like a magician's trick. The way love bombing can morph from dazzling to disturbing, and often, the shift is so gradual you barely notice it.
You're right. It's not like a light switch flips. He even mentions that at first. He brushed off those early warning signs. He thought, hey, maybe she's just really passionate, super into me.
And that's what makes this kind of manipulation so insidious. It plays on our desire to see the best in people, especially those we're falling for. But beneath that charm, there's often a calculated strategy to maintain control.
So how does that strategy play out? Because our listener's letter goes from fairy tale dates to something darker. He describes a trip to the Caribbean, which on the surface sounds amazing. But then listening closer.
Let's look at how he describes it. He says, and I'm quoting here, it wasn't a suggestion. It was presented as a done deal. She'd already booked the flights, the hotel. I didn't even get to voice an opinion, let alone mention that I had work commitments.
Whoa. So much for a romantic surprise. That's a huge red flag right there.
Exactly. In a healthy relationship, even a spontaneous trip is a conversation, a shared decision. But in the context of love bombing, it becomes a power play, a way to assert control over the other person's time and choices.
And when he did try to speak up to say, hey, I can't just drop everything and go, your reaction was not good. He actually quotes her saying, why can't you just let me love you?
That phrase, it's almost like a verbal trap. Out of context, it sounds sweet, almost innocent. But in this situation, it's a manipulation tactic designed to make him doubt himself, to make him feel guilty for having needs and boundaries.
And the thing is, it worked. He ended up going on the trip because he didn't want to be the bad guy, the one who squashed her grand romantic gesture. But looking back, he realizes that was a turning point. The trip itself sounds like a nightmare. Filled with jealousy, accusations, even getting angry at him for smiling at a waitress.
That's a classic example of how the narcissist's need for control can manifest. They see their partner as an extension of themselves, a possession rather than an individual with their own thoughts, feelings, and yes, even the right to smile at someone in passing.
It's heartbreaking because he went into that trip hoping things would get better, that they'd reconnect. But instead, it sounds like the love bombing just morphed into something much more toxic. So the fairy tale trip kind of went south fast. And sadly, it sounds like that fairy tale trip became a pattern. Like the love bombing never really stopped. It just took on this darker, more possessive tone.
That's a really important point to remember. Love bombing isn't just about the initial over-the-top gestures. It can morph. It can morph into this constant need for attention, this barrage of affection that feels suffocating rather than heartwarming.
He actually uses the word suffocating. He describes it as this constant pressure, like you can never quite measure up. And when he did try to pull back to create some space for himself, she'd have these meltdowns, I guess you'd call them.
And those meltdowns, they're not just about expressing emotions. They're another tool of manipulation. It's about making the other person feel responsible for their emotional state, guilty for setting boundaries.
And he does sound racked with guilt. He talks about how she'd threatened to hurt herself. And while it's never stated directly, the implication is that it was a way to keep him from leaving.
That's a heartbreaking reality of these situations. The victim often feels trapped, terrified of what the other person might do. And that fear, it can be paralyzing, making it even harder to break free.
It's like walking on eggshells, constantly worried about setting off another explosion. No wonder he felt so isolated, like he couldn't talk to anyone about what was going on.
That isolation is another key part of the cycle. By cutting off their support system, the abuser ensures that the victim has nowhere to turn, no one to offer a different perspective. It's a way to maintain control over the narrative, to make sure their version of reality is the only one that matters.
And in his case, it almost led him to the altar. He talks about how she proposed. And it wasn't this romantic gesture. It was almost like a demand.
Yeah.
One last attempt to bind him to her.
And that's the crux of it, isn't it? Love bombing at its core is about control, not love. It's about molding someone into the partner they want, not accepting them for who they truly are.
Thankfully, he found the strength to walk away before it got to that point. He doesn't go into details, but you can tell from his words that it was a painful, difficult process.
And that's important for anyone listening who might be in a similar situation to remember. Leaving an abusive relationship is never easy. There will be guilt, fear, probably even a part of you that still cares for this person.
Yeah.
Despite everything.
His story is a testament to the fact that breaking free is possible, but it takes strength, courage, and often the support of others. He doesn't mention if he saw therapy. But for anyone listening who relates to this, reaching out to a professional can be incredibly helpful in processing the trauma, understanding the psychology behind the abuse, and building healthy relationships in the future.
Absolutely. Because you deserve a love that doesn't feel like a cage. A love that sets you free to be your most authentic self.
This has been a difficult, but incredibly important conversation. If anything resonated with you today, please remember you're not alone. There are resources available to help.
And sometimes simply understanding the patterns of manipulation, recognizing the red flags, is a powerful first step towards healing and creating healthier relationships in the future.
You know, after reading this letter, the next time I hear a love song that sounds a little too perfect, a little too intense, I'm going to take a step back and listen with a more critical ear, because love shouldn't hurt. And it definitely shouldn't feel like a manipulation tactic.
Well said. With that in mind, maybe we can all be a little more aware, a little more discerning about the kind of love we choose to let into our lives.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, take care of yourselves.
Thank you for listening to another survivor story on the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Do you have a story about overcoming narcissistic abuse? We invite you to share your experience and help others heal. Reach out to us on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram. Just subscribe and send us a direct message with your survivor story. Your story could be featured in an upcoming episode of the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The weather may be cooling down, but the deals are heating up during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. From tailgating essentials to everyday family favorites, the Red Hot Sale event is your chance to save big on everything you need to serve up fabulous fall flavor. USDA certified tender steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, easy appetizers, and even cozy comfort meals for those busy weeknights. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Blaze a trail to OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time-traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Car.
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.